孙山最后一名，对不对？可是邻居的儿子。
Superintendent Dance wants to see more courses like this Chinese language class at Randallstown High. Chinese classes were added to the usual menu of French, Spanish, and a few other languages at many county high schools in 2006. Currently, foreign language instruction begins in middle school, although Wellwood International Elementary in Pikesville is a magnet French immersion school. Dance wants foreign languages taught in all grades so that within 10 years, every student will be bilingual when they graduate. He says this will make students more competitive globally.
27% of companies surveyed, that is getting close to one-third, say that they are more likely to hire someone who is multilingual. And reports are that when those individuals are multilingual, they earn on average about 10% more.
John Desmond, executive director of the county's Council of Administrative and Supervisory Employees, which represents principals, applauds the initiative, but he wonders about funding and if existing programs will suffer.
There are schools that are still struggling. Are we going to be taking away resources from those places that still need them for basic skills in order to take on this challenge of teaching foreign languages to as many of the students as possible?
Abby Baton, president of the Teachers Association of Baltimore County, supports Dance's bilingual goals, but she too sees a few roadblocks.
One of the biggest issues that we are facing with that is finding enough teachers to teach bilingual language, how to fit it into the schedule in elementary schools, and of course funds are part of that too.
Dance's spokesperson, Michael Dickerson, says they don't know how the initiative will be funded. Baton says taped foreign language programs, online courses, and other internet resources may be the way to go. Using digital tools and instruction is the other main goal Dance laid out in a State of the School speech last week. He wants all students to have iPads or other digital devices to track assignments, grades, and in some cases to be used instead of textbooks. He says the current workplace demands this type of digital knowledge.
Yesterday's auto mechanic carrying a trusty toolbox is today's automotive services technician using computerized diagnostic equipment. The great challenge is that educating today's children to succeed in tomorrow's world can't be done with yesterday's educational system.
Desmond agrees that technology in the classroom is necessary, but again, he is concerned about funding.
I want to be sure that we're not robbing Peter to pay Paul to do it. I want to be sure that the fiscal authorities are on board and they're ready to do what's necessary to make sure we have the resources to do what we need to do.
Baton pointed out that by eliminating textbooks for some courses, the district could save on the buying, shipping, storage, and upgrade costs they require. In terms of digital devices for students, she says her teachers want rules in place on when and how they can be used.
Some teachers are reticent about it because they're afraid that the students are going to misuse it, and they have a legitimate concern there. However, many of our teachers are absolutely ready to get hands-on with their students. They understand that the students already learn that way. It will only enhance their teaching.
County administrative officials say they haven't outlined specifics on funding and timeframes for Dance's initiatives. They will develop them over the summer. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.